Thank you, Westminster Ringers. What a wonderful way to start our Christmas Eve candlelight service. I want to wish everyone a good afternoon, and we're delighted you're here, and a warm welcome to those who are watching us online. I would invite you to take the friendship sheet and fill that out so we can have notice of your participation this afternoon, and you could pass it down to the center aisle, and it'll be collected following the service. I would show you what that looks like, but mine just fell on the floor. And I would like to extend a warm welcome and invitation to worship with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Now, we're all aware that tomorrow is Christmas Day, and about once every 7 years on average, not every time, but on average, every 7 years, Christmas Day falls on a Sunday. And so we will be open tomorrow. We will be celebrating Christmas in worship with carol singing, with scripture reading, with stories that I trust will inspire our hearts and fill us with joy and praise. So if you can gather with your church family tomorrow, we'll be in worship celebrating the good news of Jesus Christ. And then the next Sunday, January the 1st, we will resume our regular schedule, which is a 9 a.m. worship service followed by an 11 o'clock traditional service on January the 1st to welcome in the new year. But tomorrow we have that one service. If you are a local guest or a snowbird that is with us this evening or watching us online, we are delighted you're doing so. And we would like to extend an invitation for you to make Northwood your church home. If you'd like to know more about us, certainly talk to myself or to Pastor Chris Kirvin. January 22nd, we will have a Discovery Northwood class where we share what Northwood is about, who we seek to be, and how we seek to share God's love in our community. And that's January the 22nd, the fourth Sunday in January. And you will see that this service closes with a candlelight service, where we light the candles. And we ask that you always keep your burning candle upright. If you tip it over, gravity will take effect, and wax will hit the floor and the pews, which is not easy to clean up. The process is, as we get ready to sing Silent Night, the ushers will come forward. Someone will light their candle from the Christ candle, and then light the ushers' candles, and the ushers will go down the center aisle to light the first person in each pew's candle, then just assist the other person to light their candle by holding your candle upright, and then they will light their candle in that way. As we approach the end of the year, and as some have wondered about year-end giving, there's information about key dates to do that that are in the bulletin. And thank you to all those who have so generously given to the poinsettias to adorn our sanctuary to the glory of God. We very much appreciate that effort and that generosity. And as you look at the names of those who are being honored and being remembered in this poinsettia list, we are reminded once again just how central relationships are to what makes life meaningful and joyful, and life as a gift that we share with one another. As we conclude the announcements, on behalf of all of the Northwood staff and our church officers, we wish you and yours a joyous and merry Christmas. And this completes the announcements. Let us stand now as we sing and worship to God the opening carol.
Thank you. this on? Okay. Tonight is Christmas Eve. We have watched and we have waited for Christ's coming in hope, in peace, in joy, and in love, remembering the promises of God. Come, let us this night walk in the light of the Lord. We light the Christ candle as our redemption draws near. Hear God's promise from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin girl's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy and will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing it will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. There were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. There will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And then suddenly, there was an angel in multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace and goodwill towards men." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds turned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and she laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. God had this messy plan, a plan to save the world. And to do that, he was going to send his son. Where does the God of the universe send his son? Where does the King of Kings and Lord of Lords come? To a barn, a stable, a manger, of all places. Certainly no place fit for a king. But then again, this wasn't any ordinary king. When I say it was messy, I mean messy. It was a barn, a stable, right? So you've got animals and animal stuff, manure, mud, a pitiful place for people, much less a place for the King of Kings to be born. Why would God do that? Well, I can't tell you for sure, because Isaiah explains to us that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. But that same prophet, 400 years before Jesus was born, said, "All we like sheep have gone astray, each of us to our own way, and that he has laid our iniquities on him." You see, Jesus came to a messy place. Oh, yeah, a barn, a manger, that's messy. But he came to a messy world. Why? Because the shepherd was coming to take care of the sheep, to prepare a way for them to go home. That's what a shepherd does. He lives where the sheep are. He sleeps where they sleep. He eats where they eat. It got Jesus in trouble. Why did Jesus eat with sinners? Because that's what the shepherd does. An angel appeared to the shepherds in the field and said, "This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." A sign. You ever wondered what that sign was? A sign for what? Maybe a sign that Jesus is accessible to everyone. A sign that the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills can relate to a homeless person. Because Jesus never had a home, never had a place to rest his head. Maybe it was a sign that God would have nothing to do with the social status of mankind. A sign that he detests the splendor of humans because it's not worthy of him. But it was a sign for us that we should follow suit. In fact, the Apostle Paul later on would write, we should have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, that although he was the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but that he made himself nothing, becoming a servant, being made in human likeness. A servant. You see, being a servant is messy. And Jesus set this incredible example for us. I mean, he got down on his knees and he washed feet. God of the universe, the God who deserved the best of everything, God on his knees. He's the God who came to the world and was laid in a manger, a feed trough of all places. Why such a messy place? Because he was following a messy plan.
So needless to say,
that very first Christmas was dirty. It was grimy, it was filthy. But thank God it was. Because without it, what a mess we'd be in.
Our Christmas offering is dedicated to our Helping Hand Fund ministry here at Northwood. It is a ministry where we reach out into the community to share the love of Jesus Christ, as those might have need with an electric bill, other types of needs that they bring into the church, and we're able to reach out and support them in ways that we otherwise would not be able to without the Helping Hand Fund. That fund is supported once a year by this offering. All the offering that's received at this service and the next service will go into that fund for the next year. There are times where people will give throughout the year to also help assist keeping that fund supplied, but that's the focus of this offering tonight, is to do just that, to provide a helping hand and to share the love of Jesus Christ. So there's giving boxes out in the narthex. One can give online, send it in by mail, and just on your check, make a note it's for the Helping Hand Fund, or drop it by the church office, and we'll put it into that account and dedicate it to seeking to meet people's needs in very real and tangible ways. Please pray with me. God of glory, we celebrate the birth of the Holy Child who was born in a manger long ago. May that good news be birthed in us again as we open our hearts to Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. We bring to you these gifts and offerings and pray that you will use them in this ministry of love and compassion to meet real needs and to invite others to receive your love that the Christ child came to bring to the whole world. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, the one who knows us the best and loves us the most. Amen.
Over 2,000 years ago, in a city called Nazareth, there was a young woman who was named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too.
One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary. He told Mary that she was going to have a baby, and that the baby was to be the Son of God.
Mary, you're going to have a baby, and he will be the Son of God.
Oh, okay.
And then the angel left. Now Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard Mary was going to have a baby. So one night, while he was asleep, one night, while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph, too.
Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby, and he will be the Son of God, and you will name him Jesus. It's okay for you to marry her and raise the baby with her.
Oh, okay. And so that's just what he did.
A while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said that everyone had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everyone go to your own hometown so that I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, that there was no room for them at the inn. So they stayed in a stable, which was a place where the animals stayed warm and dry.
There was a cow there.
Moo!
There was a sheep there.
Baa!
There was a chicken there.
Bop, bop, bop.
And Mary and Joseph stayed there too.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up warm and laid him in a manger.
Aww!
Thank you.
That night, there were some shepherds out in the fields watching over their flocks of sheep. And then the angel came and talked to the shepherds, and they were terribly afraid.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Jesus has been born in Bethlehem. You will find him lying in a manger in Bethlehem. He is the Savior of all peoples.
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying,
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And then the angel left. I said, and then the angel left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went to find baby Jesus in the manger, just as they had been told. And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Not far away from Bethlehem, in a place called Jerusalem, there lived a king named Herod. Herod was an evil man who was not interested in sharing the power over his kingdom with anyone else. One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of the Jews. They asked King Herod where he was.
Where is he who was born, king of the Jews?
So the king asked his advisors,
Where is this king of the Jews to be born?
In Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem. Go and find him and tell me where he is so I can come and worship him too.
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and they worshiped him.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to kill him. The wise men were warned by God about this, So they went home another way. When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
I am really mad. The wise men tricked me.
So King Herod sent his soldiers to go and kill all the little male babies in Bethlehem who were 2 years old and younger.
Go and kill all the little male babies in Bethlehem who are 2 years and younger.
But God warned Joseph in a dream to...
Get out of there!
And so they did.
And so Mary and Joseph and the little baby Jesus went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil King Herod died. After King Herod died, God told Joseph it was safe to come back because the people who wanted the child dead had now died.
It's safe. You can come back now.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus came back from Egypt and went to live in the town of Nazareth again. And that's where baby Jesus grew up until he was grown.
And so now you've heard it all about how God sent his only son to be born as a baby so that later he could save everyone from his sins. And all it took was
just a little Christmas.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Test.
Test, test. High above the stable arose an awesome sight, a brilliant shining star sent down its golden light, a beacon to the world that shone miraculously bright, a star of great importance on that very special night. We are his children. We are his light. We are examples of his love. We are projections of his sight. And we will live on earth together until the time is right to take our place as he has promised and go with him toward the light. The children of the village looked up and saw the star. They ran atop the hillside, and though it was afar, the big star shone among them, a portent of his birth. Little dancing stars among the one just brought to earth. We are his children. We are his light. We are examples of his love. We are projections of his sight. And we will live on earth together until the time is right to take our place as he has promised and go with him toward the light. An angel looked upon them and said, come follow me. Then led them to the stable, a wondrous sight to see. The newborn baby Jesus with a radiance all his own. A light for people everywhere, the greatest ever known. We are his children. We are his light. We are examples of his love. We are projections of his sight. And we will live on earth together until the time is right to take our place as he has promised and go with him toward the light. With him towards the light, and go with him toward the light. We'll go with him toward the light.
And now may we leave God's house to go out into God's world with our hearts wide open to the love and light of Christ. And may we be prepared to give a reason for the hope that we have for the love of God. And may we do so with gentleness and respect. Amen.